The Mysterious Stranger and Other Stories by Mark Twain. This book is read by Jonathan Kent. This recording of the full-length reading of The Mysterious Stranger and Other Stories was produced in 1996 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings.
Samuel Langhorne Clemens was an American writer. Some people think he was the greatest American writer who ever lived. Most people know him best by the name Mark Twain. Clemens was born in the little town of Florida, Missouri, in 1836. When he was 12 years old, his father died, and he began to travel. He went out west and lived in mining camps and tough frontier towns. He worked as a printer and a newspaper reporter, and for a while he took a job as a riverboat pilot on the Mississippi. As he traveled up and down the river, he could hear the riverboat men calling out "Mark Twain" as they measured the water. This meant that the water was 2 fathoms deep. Clemens liked the way these words sounded so much that he began to call himself Mark Twain. Clemens made friends wherever he went, and rich people and poor people, old men and children, liked to talk to him. When he wrote his books, he wrote about all of the people he knew and the places where they lived, just the way he remembered them. He died in 1910. The Man That Corrupted Hadleyburg, Chapter 1. It was many years ago. Hadleyburg was the most honest and upright town in all the region around about. It had kept that reputation unsmirched during 3 generations, and was prouder of it than any other of its possessions. It was so proud of it, and so anxious to ensure its perpetuation, that it began to teach the principles of honest dealings to its babies in the cradle.